Hello everyone, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. You're going to listen to Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, Ave Maria, three songs that I recorded, listening to angels and archangels flying around me. Then, you will listen to Become Who You Are, Chapter 3. Title is Put Yourself in Danger. Well, you may follow me on Facebook, John Martin Healer, and also visit my website, johnmartinhealer.com. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Become Who You Are, Chapter 3, Put Yourself in Danger. In March 2010, I had everything one man could wish. I was engaged to a young model of 14 years younger than me. I was driving nice cars, a convertible Porsche Boxster, and an Audi A6. I had several houses in France. I was earning more than $12,000 a month just by my rents coming from my different apartments, shops, and all total would bring me a worth value of more than $2 million. And at that point, my life was about to change. Yes, I used my gifts in order to create my job. I was buying and selling and renewing real estate. And it was very easy for me. I will know days in advance that I was about to buy something. I will have visions of that building or that shop. And when I would walk in the street several days later, then there would be a magazine that would just highlight with an aura around it. I would know that there was something I had to buy in it. So I would just grab the magazine and just skip through the pages in order to find the ad that was highlighting. And on top of that ad, I would see another price that will highlight. Not the one that was written, the one that I had to buy that building or that apartment. So I would just make one phone call, ask several questions, just to say, well, I'm asking questions. And then I'm telling, okay, I'm buying it, but I'm buying it at that price. So of course they will tell me that I had to visit that building, and I will do it, and I will confirm that I was buying that building at that price. And several days later, they will tell me, yes, it's a go. So I was trusting my gifts, and I was not even asking for those things to come to me. I knew that once a year or twice a year, I had to buy something and to renew it and to ask people to renew it also. I could have done all my life like this. But something was about to change. I was about to put my life in danger. I was about to buy the walls of a discotheque in Tarbes, in the southwest of France. A discotheque that could hold 2,500 people. The price was $700,000, and that would bring me more than 16% of rentability in 1 year. So that was just a great thing to do. So I went there, I looked at the place, and of course, it was great. And close to that town, there is Lourdes. And I've never been to Lourdes, and I felt I had to go there, like I was driven to Lourdes. So I tell my girlfriend, okay, let's go there. Lourdes is a holy place. A young girl, Bernadette, saw Maria, who came to her and talked to her, telling her that she had to dig in the ground and find some water, and that water was holy. It was in a grotto, and since they built a church, a sanctuary around it, and now millions of people come each year just to feel that energy and to wish that a miracle could come in their life. And many people were just healed from many injuries and sicknesses. So that's why there are so many people who come all from all over the world coming to there. So I would say, well, let's go and visit that place just for fun. But as soon as I went there, I just could feel that energy that was so strong everywhere. The closer I would get to that town, the more I would feel that energy surrounding me. But when I went to that grotto and I had my head touching that stone and on my feet on the ground, I felt that energy was coming on both sides, up to down and down to up, through all my body. Two waves of energy, just like I was putting my fingers in the plug. It was not hurting me. It was just like, wow, so wonderful. And it lasted like, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds, something like this. But just after, I would say, wow, something happened. Of course, hearing messages, well, I'm a visionary, so I hear things, I see things. But I was about to perceive and to hear messages in Lord. And that was going to be something. Because you know that the channel is overprotected and only great energies can come there. And I had a voice that tells me, well, you're going to talk. You're going to give a conference. And I would tell them, what? Yes. You're going to talk and you're going to give conferences. And you're going to give that first conference on the 11th of September. And I would tell them, no, not the 11th of September. You can't ask me to do this. Not that day. Give me another one. They would tell me, no, it's that day. And then, of course, I was crying. And then they would tell me, okay, go in that church and walk in. And as soon as I walk in, they would tell me, walk toward the first row, first seat on the right. This is your seat. And then I was crying. All the way through the church, I was telling them, well, why me? Why did you choose me for doing this mission? And I had no answer. Besides, because I chose you for doing this. I had so many questions that popped up in my mind at that time. So many things. I went back at the hotel and I slept. At 5 o'clock in the morning, a voice would wake me up and tell me, 11th of September 2010, it's a Saturday. And that was it. And I would just not fall asleep anymore. And, well, I would just look around in that room and suddenly I would see that
My telephone was highlighting, just like an aura around it. And I would understand that I had to check. I had to check if that 11th of September 2010 was a Saturday or not. And I know I had one chance out of seven. Honestly, I held my breath and checked it. Because if all this had to have a sense, a meaning, a reason, or it had to be a Saturday, right? And it was a Saturday. Wow. Then they start to talk to me, telling me that I had a mission to accomplish, and I could accept it or not. They will tell me that I had 3 days in order to say yes or no to that mission. If I would accept that mission, they would put on my way all the people I need in order to accomplish it. Everything I need on my way to accomplish it. And they will take away all people that I'm not supposed to meet from my way. And of course, they will tell me that this will drastically change my life. But they will also tell me that they will understand if I would rather like keeping my own life and just go for it. And they will just ask another one to be doing it, to be doing my mission. Well, should I take the risk of telling you my mission? Well, I guess that's the theme of that chapter, right? Put yourself in danger. Some companies, when they create that company, they would say, well, the aim of the company is to, and they would just say what they wish. Well, I think it's a bit tougher when you have to say your mission as an individual. Well, they will tell me that I will be working for 40 years. And at that time, I was 36. Yeah. I was about to be 37. Well, my mission is to federate all non-profit organizations from all over the world with the help of millions of people, because I won't be able to do it alone. When they told me this, I would say, well, that's not a mission. That's a huge mission. And on top of this, they will tell me, well, you will have to tell everyone that those are the messages that you got as a visionary. At that point, I will tell them, whoa, 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 whoa. So far, I work alone for years, buying and selling apartments and renewing them with only 2 people that work for me. And that's it. I don't know all those people I need to know in order to be able to create that project. I'm definitely not the one that you're supposed to be finding. And they will tell me, you know what? You're the one that we choose. Because we can't ask a company to do it because no one will follow them. We can't ask a state or country to do it because no one will follow them. We can't ask someone famous because no one will follow him. We have to ask someone who is no one in order to be able to do it. I would tell them that definitely saying to everyone that I was gifted and I heard those messages, that everyone would just say that I'm crazy, that I'm a fool, and they would not follow me. And by the way, if I do this, I would just lose all credibility I had in my work, all the friends I have. And they will also tell me, well, you're also going to use all your money in this project. What? Yeah, you're going to use all your money. And they will tell me that they will put on my way the money I need to follow my visions. They will also tell me that on the 11th of September, I had to create Day of Faith on Earth. I will tell them, Day of Faith. You asked me to tell everyone that we are creating Day of Faith on Earth, and at the same time telling me that we are going to federate all non-profits, organizations from all over the world. And doing this, I will tell them that I'm a visionary and that I receive all those messages, and that's what we are supposed to be doing because it's for the good of humanity. And they will tell me yes. Day of Faith on the 11th of September, just in order to change bad things into good things, to change the memories, so that everyone could just believe that everything is possible. I had so many questions that came to me. Why are we supposed to create this gathering of all non-profit organizations? And they will tell me that it's time to save the earth. And only through the people, by the people, for the people, we'll be able to do it. Not as individuals, but as a group of individuals coming from all horizons, from all people who care about where they live. And we had to create this gathering of non-profit organizations in order to reduce costs, create synergies, create new projects, to increase a better comprehension in between all of them. And the name of these non-profit organizations that we're going to create is called Believe and Act. Well, I was there on my bed, my girlfriend still sleeping beside me, and you're the only one knowing this. And you have all those things, all those thoughts that come to you. And of course, they would have also told me that I was expecting for so many years to know my mission on Earth. But that day, they would reveal it to me. And I was just like the rim, at the rim of the cliff. Not knowing if I had to jump or not. I knew I could trust them. Because I've been trusting them for years. And they were helping me. Building up my income. Working. And I would follow my guidances and my messages in order to create my life so far. But what they were expecting from me was being way more challenging than all what I was doing so far. It was not only involving me, it was involving many others. And they were asking for my money, not someone else's money, to start that project. It's easy when you're running a company and that you have to spend the money that comes from the company just because you're a non-profit and people give you money and you have to spend it, right? Well, of course, I said yes, right away. Because I knew that was my path. I knew I had to do this. Because something was growing inside of me so strongly for so many years. Wanted to know what my mission was on Earth. I could be talking about Believe and Act for pages and pages. I won't be doing it here. Instead, I will telling you stories on how I put myself in dangers for so many years. Well, when you start to think about it, it makes sense. If you want to be successful in anything, you have to be ready to abandon everything. You have to be ready to bet everything you have because you believe in it. You have to be able to bet everything you have on one idea, on one project. If you can't do it, then that means that you don't believe enough in your project. You don't believe enough in your abilities. Of course, this is risky. This is a lot risky. When Christopher Columbus decided to go on those ships and to cross the ocean, of course they took food and water, but as they were seeing days passing by with no land at the horizon, they started to doubt. And there is one particular point where you reach half of what you have. Half of the food, half of the water. And then you know, your mind knows that either you just turn around and you're safe and you can get back home, or you just keep going. And you pray and you have faith, because you know that's your limit. If you can't find any food or water, then you'll die. Christopher Columbus had to make that choice. He was not engaging only in himself and his life, but the life of all his crew members. And of course, at that time, there were no internet, nothing. No GPS. No maps that were written telling them where to go next. How is this possible? How is this possible so that some people are guided to do things? Yes, I put myself in danger for so far over 3 years. I was asked to sell my apartments, my buildings, and to use that money in order to finance that huge project. They were giving me visions of the things that I had to create. It would be through a website that everyone could get connected from any places on earth. This website will help anyone who is gifted to create with his gifts, with his own gifts, to create something in order to help a non-profit through a project. Doing this, those people would just be highlighted, and then they will start to be able to work, to create their own work, thanks to what they have done for those non-profits. This concept is so simple, and it took me hours and hours of visions, pages and pages of writing, in order to put all that down. Hours of programming, hours on the road, going from one place to another. from one country to another. We had to spread the concept and at the same time to help people as individuals to fulfill their own dreams by them helping us to co-create Believe and Act. I did so amazing things. One day, they will tell me to buy a car for my birthday on the 9th of July 2010. A convertible Mercedes 3.5 liters V6. And to offer it to the winner of a contest, for that person that would have been doing the most, actions, deeds, best deeds for developing Believe and Act over 1 year. Yes, we're talking about changing vibrations from money to something else, to something bigger. For one person, it's a dream that comes true, to drive a car. For me, during 1 year, I had to drive that car from my birthday to my next birthday, knowing that I will offer this $24,000 horse value car to someone. We're talking here about time. We're talking here about values. I was putting in danger all my life, all my values. I was asked to work during all full 3 years, not asking for any money, not asking for any help, but just financing that dream alone. It will cost me more than $12,000 per day, per month, just by creating stickers and giving them away. So many concepts. Yeah. We helped thousands of people. They came to us and they had projects they wanted to finance because they believed in it. One needed a bicycle just to be able to get to his work. Another needed some money just because they could not afford any Christmas presents for their kids, for their 5 kids in Argentina. Another one needed money in order to be able to heal his horse was about to die because he couldn't afford the medicines. For another one, in Romania, we financed her studies at universities because she was 3 days to be cancelled from registration. And they will help us promoting our concept, our non-profit, by asking shops in their city, asking shops if they were willing to just put a Believe and Act sticker on their shop just to support our concept, our idea of gathering all non-profits, organizations from all over the world. They will ask for a stamp at the back of the paper of that sticker they would put the sticker on the shop and would keep the paper with that stamp on it. And I would collect those stamps and I would offer people money instead of it. I collected more than 25,000 stamps, meaning more than 25,000 shops in 12 different countries all over the world, helping thousands of people just with this concept. This works. We created teams. Sportsmen, artists, models, create people from different companies. We created links with many companies that were just like supporting our concept, not giving money, just saying, you're doing a great job, go for it. Then we started to gather non-profit organization that were related to sport. Even fitness clubs just gathered with their members. And of course, the more I was developing that concept, the less money I had. I had to sell my cars. Even some time to sleep in my car. Well, I reached a point where I had no money left. No money. And yes, at that point, I put myself in danger also. One day, I had not even enough money to buy myself for food. The only thing I had left in my hands were those stickers. And of course I was crying. At that time, I could have said that everyone was right. All my friends were right, saying that I was crazy, that what project was so huge. But I know that was something bigger that was coming soon. I had to open a trash can in order to find some food. I had three trash cans in front of me, and I had to open one. There was one trash can that I lighted. I opened that trash can. On top of that trash can, inside, I would find one orange, just on top of it. It was so amazing. I would open one trash can and there was one orange. Just brand new orange, just right there. And then I heard a message telling me, turn that orange. Look at the back of the orange. And I did it. There was one sticker on that orange. with the picture of Mona Lisa looking at me and smiling to me. I cried. I took that orange. I hid that orange and I kept that sticker. And I started to go to different shops with my stickers and ask those shops if they could offer me something. I would tell them that I did actions for Believe and Act and that Believe and Act gave me stickers, which was right. I had nice big stickers. And one would offer me a drink, another one would offer me a pizza, another one would offer me some soap. And within half an hour, just my life has changed. Yeah, I put myself in danger many times. Then they will tell me that I will pursue Believe and Act later, but not with my money. But it was time for me to work as a visionary and a healer. And I will tell them, come on. So I spend all that time spending all my money developing that concept of Believe and Act. And now that you tell me that as I don't have any more money to run even the website, then I have to stop that concept. And now you tell me that I have to start to work from scratch, not having anything, not even having a home where to stay, and everything, all the loans I had and everything, I couldn't even reimburse them, whatever. And all my apartments would just go on auction just to pay for the loans. Because of course the first thing that I've sold were the thing that was giving me that income that I needed to reimburse my loans and everything. So basically, at that point, I had no money. And all the apartments that I had were just going on auction. And I was supposed to start to work, not even being able to pursue my dream, my visions, my mission, creating Believe and Act. And then they will tell me it was time for me to heal people and to work as a visionary and intuitive healer. And that's what I did.